Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Before we get into the entertainment buzz here, let's explain to you guys what is happening after the entertainment buzz, or it will make no sense to you whatsoever. Okay? So the couple that we're going to be talking about is not listening to The Burt Show right now. You guys know that all week long we've been asking you guys that if you are pregnant and you haven't told your man just yet, then go ahead. We'll talk about the two of you guys on The Burt Show. You just got to get him in front of the radio or the computer or whatever. And we're just going to start spontaneously talking about the two of you guys. He's going to have no idea what's going on. But during that conversation, we're going to talk about being him or him being a dad again. All right. So we're going to talk about them like they are our friends. Just know this. He's somewhere listening and she is recording him, videoing him, listening to the radio, finding out he's about to be a dad again.
Actually, it's going to be her mom that's videoing with the iPad. Okay. Right. They're using their first daughter's iPad and mom is videotaping it. Her mother, so grandma's videotaping it to surprise him that he's going to be a dad for the second time.
All right, so we'll do the entertainment buzz. And then when we come out for the next segment, the first thing that we will do is talk about our friends that are expecting. He will be listening to the radio. They will be recording it. We'll take a beat pause and then we'll get him and her on because he will have just found out. He's going to be confused as hell.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
All right.
Hopefully excited.
And there's a little, we're not entirely sure based on the circumstance of the email that he's 100% going to be. He is definitely going to be surprised.
Yeah, he is.
Maybe not 100% excited.
We'll have to wait and see.
All right. So knowing that, that's what's going to happen after the entertainment buzz. We probably won't address it again until then. So just know when you hear us talking about that couple, that's what's going on.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
So SNL submitted 16 out of the 19 celeb hosts to the Emmys. And now people are wondering which three got snubbed. Well,
nobody's celebrating the ones that did it. Everybody's wondering.
So we know which three. So I thought this would be fun. I'm going to give you six names, and I want you to guess whether or not you think they got submitted to the Emmys or not. So the first name I'm going to give you, Megan Thee Stallion. Submitted or not?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. 100%.
Yes.
That's an easy one. We got to start off easy. Of course, Megan. Jack Harlow.
No.
Yeah, he was not submitted.
Why did you guys automatically go no?
I just saw him in that new movie, White Men Can't Jump, the remake, and he was just bad.
Okay.
So I just thought, it's Saturday Night Live.
It was pretty damn bad.
It was bad.
It's horrible.
I mean, I can't say typically because I'm not 100% sure, but I would assume you have 19 guests. You're just going to submit all of them for Emmy consideration.
No, so it's a bunch of suits must be sitting around going, okay, so who are we going to submit? Yes, yes, yes. Oh, no. Can't do that one.
Yeah, not Jack Harlow. His hair's too cute and curly. Dave Chappelle.
Oh, yes.
Submitted.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
You were thinking politically.
I was thinking politically they would say no.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But okay, I'm glad.
Ana de Armas.
I don't see why she wouldn't be.
I'll say no.
No.
No? No?
No.
Got three no's? Yeah, she wasn't submitted.
Hmm.
Interesting. Brendan Gleeson.
Yes.
Yes?
Okay, I'm going to sound stupid. Who's Brendan Gleeson?
The Mummy. Oh, no, I'm thinking of the wrong person.
Brendan Fraser. That's Brendan Fraser.
Brendan Gleeson's from Harry Potter, Mad-Eye Moody. The like big redheaded dude.
Yeah.
His son is Domhnall Gleeson, who plays in the new Star Wars redheaded dude as well.
You just totally started speaking a different language to me.
Okay.
No. I mentioned two really popular movie franchises. You guys are like, what?
I know the movies.
He was in that Banshees of, is it Inisherin?
He was also
in Mr. Mercedes, which was awesome.
Excellent actor. Irish.
Okay. We can't know everybody.
Yeah. You have to Google him now because he is the best actor like on the planet next to Brendan Fraser.
And then last, Woody Harrelson.
Oh, for sure he was submitted.
Yes.
Don't see why he wouldn't be.
Yeah, he was not submitted.
No!
Really?
No.
I know. So a lot of people, like with Ana de Armas and Jack Harlow, everyone's like, that's kind of random. Why didn't they get submitted? But with Woody Harrelson, he had this really controversial monologue where he talked about his feelings on vaccine mandates. And so he talked about getting stoned and reading a quote unquote movie script for a film where everyone was asked to take drugs. So I think SNL probably just thought that was too controversial and didn't want to submit it.
I can see him wearing that as a badge of honor that he didn't get submitted, though.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. For Woody Harrelson, that will be great.
He's going to turn it into a positive. But it does make you wonder, like, why the other two weren't submitted. What did they do behind the scenes?
Or they just sucked during their appearance on Saturday Night Live and there was nothing to submit.
I have no recollection of either of their appearances on SNL.
I don't either.
Okay, it looks like President Biden is trying to appeal to Swifties in the next presidential election. So if you bought something on Ticketmaster recently, you know how insane the fees can be. And so President Biden says things are about to get a lot more transparent. He just announced that Live Nation and Ticketmaster are going to allow consumers to see fees up front. So normally, when you're in a very stressful ticket buying situation, like I was in for the Eras tour, you would see a ticket listed for $100. You'd go to checkout, all of a sudden it's $175. And you're like, where did all this come from? And so now, before you even click checkout, you'll actually get to see what the total price will be. So you don't have to be cornered into purchasing something you couldn't afford.
Which is nice, but will it really stop you from buying the ticket to the concert that you really want to go to? Even if you know what the extra charge is and you don't agree with it, you're still going to buy the ticket.
Yeah, it didn't stop me from overspending.
Right.
Spotify paid Meghan Markle $20 million to put her podcast on Spotify, and it's not getting renewed. I'll tell you about the next podcast venture for her on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.